to episode number 2 of the Missed Tackles podcast, Dirty 30. That's right. We're talking for 30 minutes, and it's all dirty. You know what we're talking about.
It's mostly football dirty.
Yeah. No. Mostly football. We'll try to keep it clean.
Maybe we'll drop a curse word or two.
That can happen. So we've got myself, the host, Chris Loomer. And on the other line, we've got
Justin Loomer, younger, better-looking brother of Chris Loomer.
That's right. They don't care what we look like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a podcast. Yep. It's all audio.
All audio. They don't care. We could be the two biggest fat slobs in the world and still sound amazing.
I would like to reiterate that I am not a fat slob, and neither is Chris. We're actually very average built.
This is true. I would say this is very true.
I actually work out sometimes.
Do you know where the weight room is? But anyway, so, episode 1. You have to be in the know to get it.
The mystery episode 1.
That's right. In the books, though, nonetheless.
In the books.
So, episode 2, what are we going to cover? Well, really, we're Big Ten, we're Iowa football, but we thought, let's talk about Big Ten non-conference games. So really the games that are going to come up this year that are non-conference and really what it's going to impact, how the teams are going to handle it, who we think is going to come out victorious for the non-conference schedule.
I also think that with like the non-conference, it's a good way to see like where these teams stand, you know?
Yeah.
If they fall flat against a decent opponent, maybe they're not as hyped as they should be.
Exactly.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's really going to show where they're at. I mean, you know. Right.
It's a good look in before October.
Yeah, and they have, everyone does it, right? You have those piece of cake teams.
Right.
Appalachian State, Michigan. Right?
Right. Kent State.
Yeah. You know.
Eastern Michigan.
Can those be upsets?
Iowa State.
can those be upsets, and can they hurt?
They can.
I would say yes. So that you have to watch out for.
You know, speaking from experience, when we play Iowa State, and, you know, Iowa State's like, even though they've gotten better over the years, they're still not like an awesome program.
No.
So when a decent program like Iowa loses to an Iowa State early season, whether it's like an okay game or not, like that sucks for Iowa.
It does.
Because that's not a game you should lose.
No, and it puts your team in a huge disadvantage, at least trying to win over the polls and trying to get that status that you want, you know, to get the recruits.
Yeah, what does it do to the psyche of the fan base? You lose that early game, and you're downhill after that. You know?
Are, yeah. I mean, literally, it's a battle, and that's always going to hurt you. Ticket sales,
yep.
And I mean,
even momentum going into the conference.
Exactly. If you lose one of those non-conference games at the beginning for a specific team that you scheduled thinking, okay, that's a win.
Yeah. So we can generator.
Right. So we can go in and we can start our season 3-0, 4-0, whatever it might be.
Right.
You know, if you lose that one and now you're looking at 2-1, you know, that's going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, yeah, morale.
Yep.
But yeah.
So what do you want to talk about? Which games?
Well, let's kind of start off at the beginning here. I mean, really, what's the starting off? What, first weekend?
First week, who we got? I don't know if there's any great games first week.
Not really. You know, nothing caliber other than Wisconsin and LSU. That's going to be probably the marquee game for that week.
Yeah, for the Big Ten, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. It's at Jerry's World.
It is.
I think.
Yeah, Houston. Well, no, it's at Houston.
Ah, okay.
It's at Houston.
Well, so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Wisconsin fares against a SEC team. You know, they're kind of like a play anyone, anywhere type mm-hmm. of thing. But, you know, they lost 3 straight Rose Bowls when they played a big boy team.
That's true.
So it'll be interesting to see how they do without James White. And all they have is Melvin Gordon in the backfield.
Yeah.
Even though that, the backup, Corey Clement. He was okay in spot duty last year. Kind of like Gordon the year before with Monty Ball and James White. He was the spot dude, you know, and he came up okay. But it's just still kind of an unproven commodity behind Melvin Gordon.
Exactly. I mean, they're kind of relying on Melvin Gordon.
Right.
I mean, for the most part, it's going to be him for
well,
the team.
And I've even been reading quarterback. They've been having this competition in camp. I mean, the starter from last year is not necessarily going to be the starter for the first game.
Ooh.
So that'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, that could that could be interesting, you know.
Right. And he was decent last year.
Right.
But no, not a world beater by any means.
No.
So,
no.
And the guy who's competing with him played safety last year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think he actually played in every game for him at safety last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting. That's one way to put it, I guess.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. LSU is tough. I mean, they lost a couple D linemen, I think, to the NFL. I don't know. SEC, you know, they'll be good.
right.
But, yeah, it'll be a good measure of, like, what Wisconsin's going to be like this year.
Yes. Especially with the hype. I mean, you know,
right.
They have some hype going in, so.
Well, and they're running a 3-4 defense, which they're kind of transitioning out of, like, a traditional Big Ten defense. They're going mm-hmm. to 3-4. So that'll be interesting to see how they do against, like, a pound team like LSU seems to be.
Yeah.
And there's that freshman running back for LSU, Leonard Fournette, who's, I think, already won the Heisman, right?
it's already checked. Cash is checked.
Yeah,
and,
yeah exactly.
In the books.
Yeah. Hasn't even played one down of college football. But...
They're edging his name on the plaque as we speak.
Right. I'll just call him Herschel Walker or something, I guess. I don't
right.
They're
already painting him his portrait for the ceremony.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's already got a frame up. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I don't know. It'll be nice if the Big Ten could win a game like that.
That's right. So, well, yeah, put the Big Ten... Yeah. A notch. I don't know if it'll do any good to put you ahead of the SEC,
right?
But it'll definitely shock a little shock. What's it called? Awe and shock.
Shock and awe. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a little like feather in the cap for the Big Ten. Finally.
It would.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, especially Nebraska beat Georgia in the bowl game last year,
right?
Which was nice. That was like. Oh, okay, so we can compete with them, even though Georgia was down, like, the starting quarterback and, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. So, the other game I'm looking forward to... Okay, I'm going to give you a couple under-the-radar games.
Okay.
That don't seem like great matchups, but might be pretty telling of where both teams are.
Okay.
One that I'm looking at... Now, the SEC will be like, eh. But Indiana at Missouri.
Okay.
So that's not till September 20th.
Yeah.
But Indiana was 5-7 last year. And how many starters they return? They returned 8 offensive and 9 defensive.
Wow.
So you know they got to be better, right?
Yeah.
They did lose, like, their part-time quarterback. He transferred. But... The offense of Indiana, man, that game might be like a 42-45 ball game, you know, because neither team is neither team is going to be great on defense. I know Missouri's returning 4 starters offensively, 4 starters defensively. So they lost a lot from last year.
Yeah, they did.
So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
That'll be an interesting game. I mean, really, like you said, the SEC is going to say, it's Missouri. They're like a redheaded stepchild.
Exactly. It's an opportunity for the Big Ten to steal one right there because they're getting overlooked. Because Indiana's dangerous. Indiana can score with a lot of teams in the nation, you know? And they can certainly score with Missouri with an inexperienced defense coming back.
True.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. That's like a fun little under the radar non-conference matchup. Yeah,
I like that. That's
a good
one.
That one. Yeah. What are some other ones? Oh, week one also, the game in Ireland.
Oh yeah,
Central Florida and Penn State.
Yeah.
So Penn State will be tough, because they're bringing back a lot on defense, but offensively they lost a lot. But they got Christian Hackenberg back. But it's new system, James Franklin. Who knows how long that'll take to implement? I mean, Bill O'Brien was kind of like a quarterback wizard.
Right.
But yeah, UCF, BCS Bowl winners from last year.
True.
I mean, what the hell's going to happen there? And it's in Dublin, so I don't know.
You never know what can happen over. I mean, obviously they're going to have some time to acclimate to the time change. But still, if it's a week, 5 days, whatever it might be, you're gonna have a little bit of a jet lag and just
newness.
First game jitters.
Right.
And
first game jitters out of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. I like that.
Against a BCS bowl winner from last year who, granted, they lost Bortles, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, who knows? George O'Leary. He's a good coach down there at UCF, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any other
kind of under the radar games.
Yeah, Utah goes to Michigan. That might be interesting.
Yeah,
just to see if Michigan can really pound them, because Utah is kind of like a bottom tier Pac-12 team.
Yeah.
What
do you think of the Michigan Notre Dame game?
See, okay. So, I kind of dismiss Notre Dame games because I dislike them so much. Yeah. Like, I think they're like, I don't know. They think they're better than everybody else, you know, high and mighty Notre Dame.
Right.
And quite frankly, the Notre Dame Big Ten games just don't raise the bar for me. They don't move the needle for me.
Right.
They're just kind of like,
For the Notre Dame fans, it does.
Yeah.
You know, they always want to go out and prove themselves.
Right.
But, yeah, as far as a Big Ten team going in and playing Notre Dame, it's kind of like,
Yeah. Well, and what Big Ten teams play them this year? Michigan, Purdue, Northwestern. I don't think Michigan State does this year. I'm pretty sure they don't.
Michigan State?
Yeah, no, they don't. So, yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know, ever since Notre Dame, like, has kind of separated itself from any Big Ten tie, I mean, like, not willing to talk to Big Ten teams, basically, about, you know, the whole expansion thing.
Either conference or other.
Right, or, like, extended contract type of thing.
Right.
And they've actually signed up with the ACC about, you know, we'll play majority of the ACC teams over whatever many years.
They do that for pretty much every sport,
right?
Minus football.
So it's kind of like, I don't know, screw those guys. Don't play them anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, yeah, like the Notre Dame-Michigan game will be interesting. It's at Notre Dame. The Northwestern-Notre Dame game might be interesting depending on how well Northwestern, like, kind of gets over the whole Venrick mark, and they lost their leading receiver, too.
That's right.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting. I mean...
It will be, but, you know.
But I don't care about Notre Dame because I don't want to care about Notre Dame, you know?
Exactly.
Screw those guys.
You know, I think a lot of people share those feelings.
Right.
I mean, to be honest, that you're either going to, they're a love hate. You're either going to love them or you're going to hate yeah. them.
Yeah.
And
my hatred is almost to a point of, like, dismissal.
Yeah.
Like
oh, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, they were in the national championship game 2 years ago? Yeah, they got walloped, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of like, who cares?
Exactly.
Oregon, Michigan State. That's a big one.
That's the big one. I think that's biggest one non-conference game-wise.
Yeah. I would say Wisconsin-LSU is second.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my opinion, because Michigan State, Oregon is such a dynamic matchup.
It is. Before we jump into that, I wanted to ask you about Northwestern and Northern Illinois.
Ooh. Well, that would be interesting.
I mean, because, you know, Northern Illinois.
Right. They're the first MAC team to beat. Okay, I was reading this. They're the first MAC team to beat two Big Ten teams in one season ever.
Really?
And that was last year. They beat Iowa and Purdue. Granted.
It's Purdue.
It's Purdue. But, yeah, it'll be interesting because I don't know. I know diddly squat about Northern Illinois.
No, exactly.
But, you know, they're kind of a well-oiled machine at this point.
They seem to every year improve on from what they had been or have been.
And a lot of times they're just backfilling the holes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're replacing guys with guys just as good. I mean, they're rolling.
Yep.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting. And it's an early season. Northwestern's got a tough two games to start the season. They play Cal and then Northern Illinois. Now Cal's not like great, but Northwestern's got to like figure stuff out. They're losing Benrick Mark and Jones, the receiver, their leading receiver from last year's tore his ACL or something, so he's out for the year.
Right.
Which
that'll hurt them.
Yeah, that's got to be a tough little adjustment to make.
Exactly.
So yeah, they gotta get in the groove in a hurry. California mm-hmm. and Northern Illinois, then they get a bye week. But
you know, and here's what I'm thinking with that Northwestern Northern Illinois game.
Uh huh.
With them being in the West Division with Iowa, right?
Yep.
That could be the change, the game advantage that we need,
right,
as far as Iowa.
Right.
You know, if Northwestern drops that game.
Yeah,
that could help
us. Tailspin. Tailspin City.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to call anything that happens this season that's going to be like, you know, going down the drain. It's going to be
Tailspin
City. Let's take a trip to Tailspin City. So, also, Nebraska's got a couple good games. So let's do Michigan State, Oregon last.
Yes. Let's save that for our last discussion. We just, you know, we threw in the teaser.
We'll
right?
just jump around.
Yeah.
We'll jump around like the third quarter in Wisconsin.
What do you think of Minnesota at TCU?
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. That'll be a tough one. I mean, TCU was only, 4-8 last year, which they weren't very good, but they had a lot of off-field crap going on with the quarterback, Paul Hall, and, you know, once
right.
they got all that out of the way, I think they'll be like a middle of the pack Big 12 team.
Yeah.
And Minnesota's kind of a middle of the pack Big 10 team. So it'll be interesting to gauge where those lines meet up.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And of course, they're going down to TCU, which will be darn tough.
Yes.
But yeah, that'll be a good match.
Right? That'll be
it
interesting.
Will. Yeah. Yeah, Gary Patterson's a good coach, and I don't know, Jerry Kill's an okay coach, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What, yeah, I think that'll be good.
Yeah.
What's another one you're looking at?
Notre Dame, Purdue, blowout.
Right.
At least, isn't every game against Purdue a blowout?
Pretty much.
Illinois plays at Washington, which might not come off as like a really interesting game, but if Illinois is improved at all, they could make it interesting.
True.
Washington might be in the middle of an adjustment period because they got the new coach, Peterson from Boise.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be an interesting little transition period for them, because it's not a complete departure from what they were running before. Washington, this is.
Yeah, and Washington's on the upswing.
Right, right, and they got good players. And,
right.
I should have checked to see if they had their quarterback. I think their quarterback's gone. Price, I think he's gone.
I think.
And they lost.
Right.
They lost their running back, Bishop Sankey.
Yeah.
That dude had almost 2,000 yards last year. Wow. So they might be primed for a little upset. You see Illinois go out there and win that game. What's that say about Illinois' improvement?
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's true. That could really put it in the favor of the Big Ten on that one.
Right. So Nebraska, they got 2 weeks in a row that might be pretty tough on them. September 13th at Fresno.
At Fresno, yep.
Which will be tough.
Then they bring Miami.
Home. Yeah, bring Miami to Lincoln. So
that'll be interesting.
It will be. I mean, Miami was ranked number 7 at one point last year.
Yeah.
Number 7 in the nation last year.
Wow.
And then they kind of fell apart. But a lot of that probably had to do with the running back. Didn't he get torn ACL or something?
I think you're right.
And then they started losing after that. Duke
yep.
Johnson. I think that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Oh, and it's a rematch of the Rose Bowl from 2001.
Oh, it is. I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, when Miami whooped them.
Yes, they did.
So, yeah, that'll be fun.
That will be.
Plus, it's kind of like two swagger-filled teams. I mean, I know Nebraska's lost a couple starters on defense so far, but they have some swag.
They do.
You know?
Yeah.
And Miami... They just sweat swag, right?
It's Miami. I mean, how
it's
can you
It's Miami.
Know?
Yeah. Fresno will be an interesting. That's got to be a tough road trip going out to California and playing at Fresno. And, you know, they lost their quarterback, Derek Carr. Is Derek the young one? David was the one who was drafted in, like, 2000, right?
Yes, 99? David's the older one.
Right. So, yeah, they lost the quarterback, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. Yeah, because Fresno kind of throws it around, and Nebraska's hurting on defense right now. So
I really like looking at the non-conference games and really just picking and choosing. I mean,
right.
It could go any way for multiple games. I mean,
right.
A lot of times teams try to schedule ones that they know, okay, we can at least get two or three wins.
Yeah.
And then from once in a while, if you're a caliber team, you have to schedule a tough team.
Something tough, yeah.
You have to say, okay, for us to be ranked number one in the nation,
we gotta
to
win
play
a, ball game.
A caliber team and
yeah.
win.
We have to go beat LSU in Houston.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
There was another one I was looking at. Hang on a second.
Is it Ohio State?
Oh, no. It's Ohio State's going to Maryland. Oh, wait. Maryland's in the Big Ten this year. That's
yeah.
a joke. Good one, right?
What I was looking at is Penn State plays Rutgers the third week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That seems pretty early, huh?
It is. So, really, they're playing their
yep.
conference game. In conference game, the third week.
So that's a bit unusual for the Big Ten.
It is, because usually we go 3-4 weeks.
Right.
Before
and then
Big
like
Ten.
Sometimes you'll see a Notre Dame interspersed in there somewhere.
Exactly.
But yeah, like the SEC, they do conference games straight out of the gate.
True.
The
yeah,
first game
are...
this year is Texas A&M and South Carolina.
Yep.
On a Thursday night. I mean, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And I think Iowa actually has Rutgers scheduled for a September 6th or something in like 2 years.
Oh, really?
Which will be really weird. Yeah, like the weekend after Labor Day will be a conference game.
Now what's the reason behind that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like Rutgers had these games scheduled already and couldn't move them
yeah.
when they entered. My thinking is it's got to be something Rutgers and Maryland related because they had been established before they came in, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
What
was that SEC game you said was right out of the gates?
Texas A&M and South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a fun one. Yeah. Started good. I'm not doing anything that Thursday night.
No.
I'm watching football.
That's right.
Football is back.
Auburn and Arkansas are the first week, too.
Yeah. Yeah, see, so they're doing conference games right away.
Yeah.
But then they always have that weekend in, like, October that's, like, complete dog shit.
Yeah.
Matchups.
It makes no sense. Charleston, it's like, why? Exactly.
You know?
Why is Alabama playing so-and-so?
Yeah. Middle Tennessee or something.
Right.
So Iowa has Pittsburgh. They have to go to Pittsburgh. That'll be an interesting game. I mean, Pittsburgh's like mid-level ACC team.
Yep.
And Iowa's kind of upper.
What was it? A few years ago, we played Pitt.
Yep.
You know, we played struggled them there. Right?
Yeah, we lost to them there, 21-20 or something. That was the game that Ricky Stanzi. The next game, Ricky Stanzi started and didn't. Not start the rest of his career.
Right.
Because Jake Christensen was terrible in that
Pitt
game.
Horrible.
So, yeah. And then Pittsburgh came to Iowa 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
And that was the huge comeback game. No, it was 3 years ago. Sorry, we're in the third season now. And that was a huge comeback game. So, yeah. It'll be an interesting matchup. It could be a tough out for Iowa. And actually, that might be one of those games that Iowa loses. And you're like, oh, come on.
Like, why? Why'd that happen?
What are you doing?
Exactly. All right, so let's jump in.
Let's go to Pitt, Iowa?
What?
Jump into Pitt, Iowa?
No.
Oh.
Michigan State.
Oregon. So, Michigan State kind of returns a decent amount on defense. They got two of their defensive backfield back, Trey Waynes, and who was the other one? Oh, Drummond, Curtis Drummond. So, they might be okay defensively. They got Shalik Calhoun, of course. We talked about him in the mystery first episode.
The mystery episode.
And they got Tywan Jones coming back at. And he's moving over to middle linebacker. I think he was outside backer last year.
Okay. So he's moving over.
Right. So that defense is going to get tested, man. Oregon runs and guns and guns and guns and runs. It'll be fun to watch.
It will be fun
Mariota. Mariota's good. Man. Now, okay, let's do this full disclosure thing. You and I are kind of Oregon fans.
We are. So we're partial to that. But I'm, you know, they lost.
Yeah, they lost some games or some players from last year. Black Mamba's gone.
Gone.
I mean, even though it's second half of the season wasn't like as good as he was,
right.
He had that foot injury. But I mean, Mark D'Antonio's got to be happy about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see Connor Cook. I mean. They play Jacksonville State their first game. So at Oregon's the second one. He probably won't play a lot against Jacksonville State, or at least you'd hope so.
Right.
He'll probably get three quarters in. But then you go to Autzen. And that's tough, man.
It is.
It'll show that.
Now, you've been there.
Yeah, I've been there. I've seen a game there.
And how's it compare to say, a Kinnick?
Okay, so it's different. I would say it's loud. Everybody yells on every play. Like old people, young people, like student section. Everybody's yelling on every play. They're on defense.
Wow.
Which you don't get that everywhere.
No.
But it's like if you're not yelling, you're like an outsider.
Right. Right.
And you know, if a team goes in there, an opponent goes in there, they can rally around each other being like, we're hated here.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know? we can win this ball game. We just rally, we just block them out, and we do it. Now, the one thing I think Michigan State has going for them is that they can run the ball and pound the ball. And Oregon, in years past, has not done well with a traditional offense like that.
Right.
Look at Stanford. Stanford just plows Oregon year after year after year. Oregon cannot stop them. All they can do is outscore them.
Exactly.
So it's like,
and
you know, contrasting styles. It's like flash of Oregon
Michigan
against
State's
the,
really good at that too.
I mean, Jeremy Langford last year, he had what, 1,400 yards rushing?
Yeah.
And he's like a big back. I mean, he's not like gigantic like Ron Dane, but like he's going to be tough to tackle. You can't arm tackle him, you know?
No, exactly. You have to put a shoulder in. You have to wrap up.
Wrap up, follow your hips. I mean, it's going to be tough for like a flash team like Oregon to handle that contrasting style of Michigan State.
Yeah.
But, you know, vice versa. Oregon's side-to-side offense might cause troubles with, you know, kind of the lumbering defense of a Big Ten team.
I can definitely see that happening.
I mean, Northwestern has traditionally had success in the Big Ten because they run this kind of side-to-side action type of thing.
Yep.
Nebraska's had some success, like Taylor Martinez, the last few years.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting. I mean, Oregon's a different beast than Nebraska and Northwestern.
Well, and the speed. I mean, the speed of Oregon
is
just, I mean, it's insane. You know, they're not necessarily the biggest guys, but.
Right. Well, and even like, there's no downtime.
No.
I mean, 12 seconds, they're going.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So, you remember a couple years ago, there was a Iowa-Michigan State game at Kinnick.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of moving the ball last couple of minutes, and Jarrell Worthy started faking injuries.
Yeah, I do remember that. Weird.
So it'll be interesting to see if that injury bug hits Michigan State, if they're on their heels a little bit.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
See what they're taught by that coaching system there.
Yeah, if they seem to be... running out of breath.
Right. You know, get a cramp or something. Yeah. It's going to be early season. They might get a cramp.
That'd be awful for them.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, to be honest, I'm pulling for... I probably have to pull for Oregon, but...
Really? Big
just
Ten...
Just because I like Oregon.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little partial, so...
I will say I don't care who wins this game.
No.
Because if the Big Ten wins this game, it's good for the Big
Ten. It's good for the Big Ten.
If Oregon wins this game, it's good for me. You know?
Exactly.
Like, I'd be happy with that. But it's not like, I'm not in like the fandom of like, man, they better win this game.
No.
For Oregon, you know?
Right, right.
As long as Oregon never plays Iowa, I'm going to be fine.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so non-conference games. I think there's a good handful of fun matchups.
I really think there is. I think it'll be a good good opening. There's good games that'll really decide some things.
Right.
Or at least show the path.
Right.
Of the way maybe some teams will go, and hopefully hopefully
Tailspin
other teams
City.
Can, yeah. Oh, hopefully other teams can either bounce back from that or yes. Tailspin City will be a part of it.
Yes. One we didn't even talk about was Ohio State and Virginia Tech.
Oh,
that
yeah.
might be an interesting one.
That will be. That'll be a fun one.
But that one's kind of... Yeah, I don't know how competitive it'll be, but...
Exactly.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's pretty much a wrap-up of the Big Ten non-conference games. I mean, we kind of pretty much covered everything.
Oh! You know what, though?
What?
Michigan, Appalachian State, the rematch.
The rematch, exactly.
Revenge is on the mind of the Wolverines.
I'm really wondering what will come out of that.
Block the field goal. Block the field goal, right?
Go who, App State. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, so good Dirty 30 on the non-conference
right.
schedule.
It's a good good Dirty 30. We'll, you know, I guess we'll be following these up with maybe depending a little bit longer, but we might stick with the Dirty 30s and just
Dirty 30 is a good feel. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe we can do it once or twice a week and you know keep them updated or something. Sure. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It's up to us. We run our own schedule.
Right. This is our podcast.
This is our podcast. So anyway, thanks for tuning in to the Missed Tackles podcast, episode 2.
Oh, find us on Twitter.
Find us on Twitter.
We are Missed Tackles.
We are Missed Tackles. Is that at We Are Missed Tackles?
No, it's at Missed _ Tackles.
Okay, there you go. At Missed _ Tackles. And then email address?
MissTacklesPodcast@gmail.com.
MissTacklesPodcast@gmail.com. So feel free to send us anything, tweet at us. We'll take your questions. We'll answer them. And hopefully we can provide some insight and just some fun listening
yeah.
in the future.
And if the listeners want any things covered on the Dirty 30, we can handle it.
We can handle it. It's the Dirty. It's 30. We're here. I'm Chris.
I'm Justin.
And that's Missed Tackles Podcast.